It's time for Staging Life with Barb. Barb Schwarz, the impeccably trained, actually she's the trainer and the trainee. She is Staging Life with Barb, a real estate agent, a Staging Life kind of gal, and here she is, Barb.
Hello, Kevin. How are you? And hello to all of our listeners.
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am so jazzed.
Oh, good.
Sun was out this morning, and it's not raining. Not that that would be bad. It's a great way to start the week. And here we are on Monday. Thank God for Monday.
By the way, before we get too far into this, I have to tell you that in the last 2 weeks that you've been on, we've had quite a listener response that you're back with us, and you're going to hear every day at 2 o'clock, or every Monday at 2 o'clock for Staging Life with Barb. People are tuning in to you, so thank you so much for being here.
Well, I want to thank all of you listening, and I want this hour to be very empowering for you in a way that sets the week off to a good start with our positive choice talk radio, and as we do that, to really choose positive thoughts for the week. And I really enjoy my time on the airwaves with those of you listening. And so thank you very much for the good feedback. And I hope that many of you will call in the future. I want to give you our toll-free number, and that is 866. So grab a pencil, write this down, 866-439. That was 439. 72. I'm not 72 yet. 87. So it's 866-439-7439. I blew it. 439-7287. Maybe I am. 439-7287. And I'm waiting and hoping a very, very special lady, individual, human spirit, dear friend, my partner in real estate, Helga Johnson's going to call in, I sure hope. So Helga, if you're listening, you get on that phone and call me, 866-439-7287. And I want to start this show out this week, again, with another positive thought, that this day belongs to you. And it was given to you in the morning when you woke up freely and without any obligation. And the moment that you accept the gift, that's why it's called the present, you accept the responsibility for your growth today. And as you receive this day in good condition, fresh and young and clean, because we get to start over every day, which is so great, and now that it's yours, you can choose what kind of day it will be. And it's not too late to even change the kind of day that you've already had. You know, sometimes we'll say, this day is not my day, or it's not going well. And a bunch of things happened this weekend to me, too. So it's easy to slip back into that old mindset. But truly, we can make the day be ugly or we can make the day be really great, because it's how we accept what happens to us. And it isn't so much what happened to us. It's what we do about it that counts.
Well, and some people would say it's what we create.
It is what we create. And we do that first with our self-talk and the decision we make in a split moment of how we respond to things. So again, that number is 866-439-7287.
And Barb, if somebody were to call, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I'm ready to talk about anything. And one of the interests, of course, is staging homes. And that is whether you're moving in or moving on or staying in your house. Because staging to me is a way of life. It's stressless living in our environment. You know, we move into a house, we've lived there 5 years, we put the chair in the corner and we haven't moved the chair. But we don't wear the same clothes we wear every day. I know you don't. You probably
I hope
you've changed your undergarments. I hope you changed those. So
boxers or briefs?
I don't know.
Who knows?
So it's like, let's change our environment inside too, and we don't have to buy anything. It's that moving things around that we already have. And I got to tell you that this last Thursday and Friday in Seattle at the Sandpoint area, I taught my accredited staging professional course and had 30 of the most fabulous people I've ever met in my life. The energy in that group was so amazing. And day one is in the classroom, and we do a lot of matter and subjects and ideas, and I talk as fast as I can, and I can talk pretty fast when I need to, and really share with people life ideas as well as business ideas of how to build their business, whatever profession they're in, although mainly realtors and decorators work with me, but the public can come too. And then the next day, we went into a house in Sandpoint and totally transformed that house. It's a gorgeous view home, but what we want to do is to get it ready for sale. And so we didn't add anything. I mean, we didn't bring in anything. We took what people had, and both she and her husband are professors at the University of Washington, and we didn't let them come back till it was done. And so, for example, the sofa, which was leather, and the wingback chair up in the office, in the loft, we put down in the living room. And what was in the living room, we put in the family room to warm the family room up more. And a lot of the participant students went outside, and we cut down small, not trees, but small branches, and bound them with ivy that we also got outside, and moss, and put those into vases. And that house was transformed. And in fact, I will say that when the owner came home, it was such a delight to see her response. And she walked in and she said, "I don't want to move now. I love it. I love it. I love it." And her real estate agent was going, "Yes, you're moving. You're really moving." However, it's such a gift to be able to change our environment. And any of us can do that. We don't have to go ahead and sell to be able to have some fresh ideas in our own home.
I have a story for you.
Good. I love stories.
My one of our dear listeners who happens to, all right, she's my mom, and she lives on Whidbey Island, and
we love Whidbey.
Yes, we do.
As well as our other great areas.
But one of her friends was selling her home. My mother and her talked about doing the staging thing. This is true deal.
Good.
And so she did that. And she was amazed at the process. And because they kept very little in, they put a lot of stuff away. And then they brought in new things that don't cost a lot of money to do, but just a different perspective, new things
exactly.
From a professional stager.
Okay.
And they put the house together. She was amazed. The house sold in 5 days.
Wow.
For $30,000 more than they thought they were going to get. And
love
they
it.
Put very little extra money into it. All it was a matter of packaging. You wouldn't go on a first date in raggedy jeans and a raggedy t-shirt. You dress yourself up to put your, or go on a job interview.
Right, exactly.
Is a better thing. I've been in the professional world a long time, interviewed literally hundreds or thousands of people. If they come in jeans, t-shirt, they're gone.
Right.
I don't.
I have on jeans today, but I have the job.
That's right.
Plus, I'm not on television, but I understand.
That's
and you've got it. And what I teach my sellers, my clients, agents, decorators, and the public is staging is a marketing tool. It's not a feminine thing. It's not a masculine thing. It is a marketing tool. And when you think of Microsoft, Boeing, Starbucks, Nordstrom's, Target, I love Target, just like I love Nordstrom's and all the other great stores that we have in our beautiful northwestern area, is that they know how to merchandise. They know how to market. So if you went into Target, Kmart, Walmart, Nordstrom's, you know, any of these great stores, and the lights were off and there was no music going, you'd either think they were going out of business or you'd think there maybe was a bomb scare.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if there was, you know, clothes, if there were clothes all over the aisles. So one of my best sayings, and one of these shows, and today we'll focus on a few of these too, because I'm just coming off giving this class, and Saturday I also talked with a fabulous group at Discover U, and we had a record number in that class.
Good
which
for
just
you.
Really thrilled me. They were wonderful, precious women and men. It was just very much an honor to be with them. And one of my sayings is that the way you live in your home and the way we market and sell the house are two different things.
Yes.
So what you would do if you're going to sell your car, most people detail it. But then I say to people, where's your money, in your car or in your house? And most people say, well, it's in my house. And even if they have a Lamborghini, they have a castle to match. So if we're going to stage the Volkswagen, which I own, or a Lamborghini, we're going to stage the house too. So what we're going to do is detail your house like you detail your car. Because the reason you empty your trunk when your car is on the market for sale is that you want the trunk to look bigger. So why not do that with the living room, etc.? Now, we don't have to empty it all out because then it's bare. What we're going to want to do is some of the definitions that I give is that decorating is optional. Staging is mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
Because decorating, we do that as we have the money and as we feel like making some changes in that fashion. Staging is really a requirement either to sell or to live because it declutters the property, so it's less stressed. And staging is depersonalizing where decorating is personalizing. So what we're doing is putting the picture frame and the mat on the house. because the house is the picture. And I also find as people stage the house and they're going to live in it and not sell it for years, is that the real star should be you, not your possessions. This is your environment. This is where you get to bloom. Come home, relax, take a deep breath like you just did.
Yes.
And let your hair down, so to speak. And so what happens is we bring all these items in one thing at a time. You know, we go to a store and we go, oh my gosh, I just love this. And then I go, where am I going to put it? And I go home and I don't know where I'm going to put it. And then I start bringing more stuff home. So we have a rule. Nothing comes in unless something goes out. So every new thing I bring in, something's got to leave at the same time.
E.
Yeah. And as I mentioned with my great group on Saturday at Discover You, that, you know, why not take those things and put them in a cupboard somewhere that becomes your gift cupboard? Because what's the difference between an item sitting on your shelf at home gathering dust and sitting on the shelf at Kmart, Target, Nordstrom's gift area as well, gathering a little dust? And so these things that are in good condition, everything recycles through life. So I find that instead of going out and running there and buying more presents, I'll look around in my goodie cupboard and say, what is it that I've enjoyed and it's in perfect condition and now I'd like to share it with this person for their birthday or, you know, any particular reason to give someone a gift. So it helps us reduce the number of items in our property, and at the same time, we can still increase the economy by buying more. No, I'm teasing.
So are you saying then that what you do is sometimes you'll take good things that are in your house and you'll give them as gifts?
Absolutely. Why not? Why not sit that in my house as well as have it in a store? Because it's new. I just brought it from the store maybe 6 months ago or a year ago. It hasn't even been used. It just sits there and looks pretty.
Yeah, see, the only thing that we do that with is stuff that when we get it, we say, ew.
You didn't like it.
Didn't like it, so we don't open it. Then we pass it on to... And now, nobody in our audience would ever do that.
No, and see, what sometimes...
It's called re-gifting.
There you go. I like that, Eric. Because sometimes we'll get presents, and then people take them back for the money. I don't do that. I keep them and think, now, whose life could I bless with this later in the year?
Or who do you want to stick with it?
You know, I don't look at it like that. I really don't, because I let my intuition tell me. And we're going to go to a break, and we are looking forward to your phone calls. So I'm excited. Come on back.
866-439-7287. Give us a call. If you're about to sell your house, talk to Barb about what you can do to increase the volume of the
equity.
The volume of the people coming through and the equity that you get for it when you get it done.
Staging makes you money.
Ooh, that's nice. We'll be right back.
This is Barb Schwarz with Staging Life with Barb. Thanks so much for listening. I am so excited. That's the music, isn't it? Plus, that's the way I live my life. One of my dear friends and my real estate partner from the days we were selling on Whidbey Island, my dear Helga Johnson, is on the phone. Helga, how are you?
I am just wonderful. How about you?
You sound so great. I just bumps all over me hearing your voice. I miss you so much. I'm so glad you called in.
Well, I am too.
Where are you, sweetie?
I'm on Vashon Island.
You're on Vashon Island, another great island.
Absolutely.
And what are you doing there?
Well, I'm here with my sweetheart.
With your sweetheart. I know his name, but you tell everybody what his name is.
With Otti.
Otti. Yes, he's from Germany too, right?
Austria.
I'm sorry. You know, in the class last week, I told people, because I talk about you everywhere I go, there's nobody like my Helga, of how you met, and that the story goes that you came out shopping, and he was standing behind your car and said, Helga, that's your license plate. My former wife was named Helga.
That's true. In fact, it was
pretty convenient for him.
Market. And
where were you, sweetie? Where were you?
Down by the Park Place Market.
Yeah, okay.
You know, my license plate says Helga, and here comes this man talking to me in German. Now, I have not spoken German in 42 years.
Wow!
And here's a guy walking up to me and talking to me in German. And that's how we met, and that's how I found out that his wife's name was also Helga, who passed away several years before, sadly, but... That's how we met, and here we are.
And here you are together. It's a God thing. I just love that story. And the students in the class last week just loved that so much. And so they're all going to apply for personal license plates. The single ones, they're going to do that. And I have Barb on my license plate, and you have Helga. So the two of us bopped around. I wanted to interview you a little bit and that you've called in. I'm so blessed to have you in my life. You've made such an impact in my life, and I love you so much.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, it's true.
We have a very special relationship. I mean, there's just nothing like it.
It really is true, and it's a lifetime. What are we going to do after the man pass on? You tell everybody what we're going to do.
We're going to sit on the porch and rock, and we're going to say, I remember, honey.
Yes.
I'll be so very telling
you. Hold on. Time out.
Now, Kevin, behave yourself. Helga, I want to introduce Kevin to you, Helga. He's my co-host, my reason for being here on the radio. And so, Kevin, this is Helga. Helga, this is Kevin.
Helga, nice to meet you. How are you?
Just ducky.
Although I now have validation. I knew this conversation happened everywhere, but I didn't. Nobody's owned up to it until this very moment. You guys do talk about what's going to happen after we go away.
Ah, we do. It's true. So finish the story. What are we going to do? We're going to rock and do what?
We're going to rock, we're going to knit, and we're going to talk. We're just going to sit there and enjoy life and talk about the old days. Remember, honey?
Yes, we will, and we're going to wear purple.
We got to wear purple.
We're going to wear purple. We'll have purple sweaters, purple rockers, purple hair. We'll do it. Well, I wanted you to tell everybody, how many years were you in real estate on Whidbey Island?
23,
and how long did you live on Whidbey?
36.
That's a long time. And
yes, on South Whidbey.
On South Whidbey, and that's where we have beautiful Freeland, Langley, Clinton.
It really is a nice place.
Yeah,
over there.
It's beautiful. And you saw changes, didn't you?
Oh, my goodness. When I first moved there, we only had 4 telephone numbers. We didn't even have a prefix.
Wow.
And this was in 1967.
Wow.
And we got the first prefix, I believe, in 69.
Wow.
So we were on everybody was on a 12-party party line. Every time you picked up the phone, somebody was on it, and I'm telling you, everybody knew everybody's business.
Oh,
because everybody was listening in. This was the entertainment.
And that was in the 60s. That was in the 60s?
That was in the late 60s, yes.
That wasn't even like 1920 or something. That was in the
60s. No.
60s. Wow. Oh, my gosh. So
I've seen lots of changes.
Boy, I guess. And then was there like a major operator that just handled all these 12 numbers and calls?
Yeah, absolutely. You had to call in. And like I said, every time you called in, somebody was on it. So if you needed to get to a telephone, whether it was an emergency or something, you had to really be very persistent to please get off the line. I need to call the doctor or something like that. In fact, we didn't even have a doctor. We had one doctor in Langley, and Dr. Purdy was his name. And I remember laying on that gurney there one time with whatever I had.
Yes.
And the plaster was just falling off the wall, and the ceiling was so sad.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I could just see Lily Tomlin, like the operator, snorting and feeling her blouse around her neck and being this operator that knew everything. Well,
one ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. That's what you're talking about.
You must have been one heck of a real estate agent if you were on Whidbey Island making a living back then.
Well, in those days, I was not in real estate. I started in 1979.
So, okay.
But even then, you know, it was tricky. We didn't make that much money. Now it's a whole different ballgame.
It's really true. And I wanted to interview you a little bit for our listeners about how you and I together would stage our listings. And from your perspective, tell everybody how you feel staging a house impacts its selling and the price and everything.
It's just like what you said before. Totally, totally. I agree with you totally. And we've done all of our homes. In fact, if people wouldn't cooperate with us, we let this listing go. We just didn't. Oh, speaking of that, do you remember?
I know what you're going to bring up. I know it. I can feel it. It goes bow wow. I know you're going to talk about this.
Oh, my God. This guy has, what was it, dog breed?
It was Sharpay's. Sharpay's.
We went to this man's house, and it is a manufactured home.
Manufactured home.
Little barn beside it, and I believe he had about 3 acres or so.
Right.
Little pond.
Right.
And we went to his door, and we were greeted from the side of the door, from the yard, from the inside, by this horrible, we call it Ben. What's Ben?
Smell?
No. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, you've been talking too much. Oh, yes, barking. The barking. There were like 22 Sharpays.
28.
28? See, 28 I didn't exaggerate.
28 Sharpays.
Living in this house. Anytime that's the truth, somebody, Kevin.
Yeah. Anytime.
Stage that, I dare you.
Remember?
Whenever there is a dog that came in and had two or three wrinkles to the dog pound, that called him up and he adopted him. And would you believe, remember, Barb, he had a name for every single one.
Absolutely, absolutely.
He called him by name.
He called him by name. And then we were in the kitchen, and this is true, everybody. This is the truth. We're in the kitchen talking to this owner, and the Sharpays jumped up on the kitchen counter. Now, those are big dogs. And the walls would rub black in the hallways where the dogs would rub themselves. And he slept in bed with all of them at night in a king-size bed. And Helga...
He had only six of them were his favorite.
Oh, that's true. He discriminated. Yeah. That's true. There were six that were his favorite.
Six of them could only sleep with him.
That's true.
And his wife left him, remember? And
she left.
She's the only smart one in the house.
She left. So this shows you the extreme, everybody, that sometimes we would see. And we have policies that they have to prepare the house for sale, whether they're 28 Sharpays or not, because we've got to get the money. Right, Helga?
Absolutely.
Now, do you suppose that he was surprised when she left him?
I don't know, sweetie.
You know, we asked him that because we thought, you know, it either was the dogs or the wife. But he said they slept together.
That's true.
But she still left him.
She still left him.
Oh,
and,
you know,
Helga and I, we just have so many wonderful memories like that. And he had ribbons, didn't he, from all the awards he'd won from the dogs.
Oh, he opened a drawer and there must have been 500 ribbons. I mean, every color.
They were just popping out of the drawers everywhere.
Blue ones. And I couldn't hardly keep my face straight. I looked at Barb and I had to laugh underneath. Oh,
she got the giggles.
Turn around.
We got
the
giggles.
Well, at least he was successful.
Yes, his Sharpays had won.
Yeah.
That's right. So, no matter.
But keep in mind, some of those Sharpays were mixed with a German Shepherd. That funny ears. That could have had a Great Dane. You know, those are all mongrels.
Yes, they so there were all kinds. So we have all these great memories. And we ended up staging Whidbey Island because to come on the market, you have to prepare your home for sale.
Absolutely.
No matter what has happened in that house, no matter, you know, what the experiences are. And I just want everybody listening to know what a precious, precious person Helga Johnson is and how she's touched my life and so many other lives and the joy that she's brought.
You're just the best. Well, I love you so much.
We had so much fun together,
and we will again. Like you said, we got to sit in that rocking chair, wear purple.
As soon as the guys get out of the way, you guys will go sit in the rocking chair and all that kind of stuff?
That's when we're in our 90s. And, of course,
there
we go. We're very young for our age. We really are. And laughter is the key. Yeah, laughter's the key, as you can tell. Helga and I love to laugh, right?
It's medicine.
You're right. Absolutely. The endorphins come out and play in our body because we all have them. And so life issues happen and tragedy happens and many different things happen. And it's so great to have a friend, as I have my dear Helga, to talk with about and consult each other. And so through the years, sometimes we'll have special friends, and sometimes we feel like we don't, and there's always someone that cares. So for me, it's Helga. I can always call and share with her, and she can do the same with me. And so it's as big as life, and we're there to comfort each other. So everyone listening, think of your dear friends and take good care of them and let them know you love them, because there's nothing like having a very dear friend in your life.
Yeah, and we don't know when our time comes. I mean, let's face it, just like you said at the beginning of the program, I love that, the way you said that. You know, you can make the day the way you want it.
Thank you.
And it's true. You can get up and have a happy lookout on life, or you can be mean-spirited, or you can be whatever. It's just the way you look at life.
It's really, really true. And wherever Helga and I would go, people would gather around and stare at us. Like,
I know.
We would go in a store and they had no business. And the next thing we know, all these customers are coming in. Or we go to the sandwich shop and it'd be empty. And the next thing, they're all around buying food. And so that spirit is catching. It really is. And so
you go in there for two or three items and you come out an hour and a half later.
Yes, that's true. Boy, that's true. And now you hold on, Helga, because we're going to be going to a break here shortly. And so
you want me to hold on?
I'd like you to hold on. So when we come back, I can finish my interview together with you and what joy it is to have you on. So stay tuned, everybody, for more with Barb Schwerz. And in this case today, Helga Johnson and Eva's music is playing in the background, Kevin. I love Eva Cassidy's music.
I'm willing to bet that anywhere the two of you go, you raise a ruckus.
We do. It's never the same.
We'll be
it's
right back.
It's a purple haze.
That's right. Purple is such a wonderful color. Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb Schwarz, and thanks for listening to Staging Life with Barb. Before we go back and visit with Helga a little bit more, and we do have another lady that's called in that we're going to talk with too, I want to let you know about a little hobby that I'm doing right now that perhaps you'd like to join in and participate in. As a few of my listeners know, I've had two heart surgeries and I've had four strokes, and so it's a blessing to be alive and be able to speak. And
I was going to say, that's some hobby, though.
Well, that's not the hobby part.
Okay, good.
That's not the hobby part.
Glad
collecting doctors
so,
is the hobby,
yeah. So some of the shows, we're going to talk about health and how powerful and important the medical community is for all of us, and good nutrition, exercise, some of those things we're going to do. And I look at all these things that have happened in my life as God things, meaning that I look for the positive that's what's come out of that I've learned. And I'm very healthy today and very blessed for that, and continue to just live in each day and love each day the way that it's up. And so what I started to do, I haven't made a scarf or anything before, a knit or anything. I made a potholder in junior high. But what happened was I decided coming up from the Bay Area one day in November, just this past November, that I would grab some knitting needles. And I went to a store and asked a customer, because the lady that worked there was busy, could you help me get this thread on this needle? And she was a customer. She said, what? And I said, no, please. So she helped me. And then I bought her a little present, which was my idea because I wanted to thank her. And then I went home to Whidbey and just knit. And then I went to another store and said to another customer, how do I get this off the needles? And picked out a different lady. And she said, what? And so she showed me. And then I got her a little present. And that was the end of November. And I've now knit around 150 scarves. And I can only wear one at a time. So
Wait a minute. Last week it was 100.
No, since I've seen you, and this last week, I've knit about 50 more. I knit four last night.
Well, I have to ask you, was it like when you did this in November?
Yeah.
You'd never done it in your entire life?
No, it just became a God thing. I'm possessed with it.
Was it like somebody hit you over with a 2x4 and said, hey, you got to knit? Or did
no, I just, it, well, it kind of came from my spirit, just to knit. So since I've seen you, I bought another $200 worth of yarn and I've knit almost 50 more. And the reason I'm sharing this with you as listeners is that I decided I would donate the yarn and my time to the American Heart Association,